Right now, whenever he gets some big whale over there, certain features, well, they should, they have trouble. Jackson's, different farming markets, you know, different things like that.
Oh, the inside part of an apple is the?
The core.
And dried pieces of apple are?
Let me just say dried apple.
Ever hear them called snits?
No.
Alright. There's a kind of nut that's grown on a, near the, a little bush near the ground. They grow them in Georgia an awful lot.
Yeah, you have none of them around here.
Well, these, sometimes you'll buy them and you'll eat them and, you'll have roasted.
What are you talking about, peanuts?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
There any nicknames for peanuts people use around here?
Oh, yeah, we grow all the peanuts we want, you know, for ourselves.
Do you grow peanuts?
Yes,
yourself?
Sure.
You? Mr. grows peanuts?
And my wife had a row out there last year. And we picked them all. I put them on that old pickup and drove right up on that shed there.
Is that?
And picked them all and then washed them and put them up on some other, put them out there on the ground, had a cloth and put them out there on the ground in the sunshine.
Now, you know, I'm not really clear, but are the peanuts under the ground?
Oh, yeah.
And do you have to destroy the bush?
Yeah.
How do you know when it's time to gather?
Well, when it begins to die, you take them up, you see, and find them again next year. You see, a peanut vine just grows 1 year.
Oh, it does?
It's no more good. You just take it up, pull it up, and if it's the right kind of peanuts, a lot of them will come up on the vine. You just pull them up and pick them off.
Oh.
Throw your vine out in a hole in the pasture, find a cow, and then like that.
Will cows eat the vine?
Some died away, some died away. You know, that's crazy about.
Well, do you ever hear them called goobers around?
Yeah, well, I have heard them call them goobers, but we never do.
What other kinds of nuts do they have around in this?
Well, you know, there's not many hickory nuts around here. Scalar barks, not many of them. There's a few trees that have hickory nuts. They're hard, you know. A hickory tree will grow way on up there and have hickory nuts on. The squirrels eat them. You don't hardly have walnuts. These old black walnuts, you know. That's about the only kind.
What's the outside part of the black walnut called?
It's called a hull. That's all that was.
And then you take it off, then you have.
You usually have to take that off and to let it dry. Knock that old outside hull off and let them lay out in the sun and get good and dry, and then you bust them. My wife can pick them out, but I can't.
Oh, well, then it has a shell inside the hull, too.
Yeah. Hard piece of shell. And you've got to bust them just right. If you don't, they'll bust all the pieces.
Mm.
When you hit them with a hammer.
Oh, these trees have what kind of nuts on them?
These pecan trees. They're just pecans, that's all.
Well, they're pecan trees. That'd be what they'd have, wouldn't it?
Nice.
There's another kind of nut that I don't think they grow in this area, but you buy them sometimes at Christmas, and they're called
almond, and there's a Brazil nut, something like that, you know.
All right, that's fine.
You ever see a chinkapin?
No, what's a chinkapin?
A chicken pen is sort of like a little acorn, but I've seen trees that have a burr, you know, on them. And chicken pen, when they open up, if you pick them up off the ground. We used to gather them all the time. They're good little nuts. You boil them and eat them, or you could just eat them raw.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Do they have them around here?